This is exactly right.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and I forgot it. Oh, I'm Barbara Gray, and all men are dogs, which is why I wear peanut butter for lipstick.
Woof, woof.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
I'm Brandy Posey, and maybe 33 will be the year I finally throw away the old, all the old moisturizers I don't use and buy all the new ones I've screen capped.
I'm Taz Barker, and 18 sundresses and 3 pairs of underwear should do the trick. Me, packing.
This is lady to lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Press. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies to lady, ladies to lady.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey.
This is us, the podcast. Okay. Do we have anything to plug?
Picture this in LA, April 15th, and we have a Snapchat video right now on Comedy Central.
Hi.
Go check it out. It's us doing Would You Rathers. Mm-hmm. Hot, sweet minute of us in weird costumes talking about
as
shit.
We're meant to be seen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Would you rather watch us on Snapchat or have a shitty afternoon?
swipe up.
I know that answer.
Our guests today are the creators and actor of Dropping the Soap, which is a behind the scenes of soap opera. You can web series you can find on droppingthesoap.com. We have with Jane Lynch. And now we have here with us Kate Mines and Mandy Fabian. So hi, thanks for joining
us. Thanks for having us.
We were having a problem, which might be on the show, a discussion of Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Driver, 90s haircuts.
Yeah.
1998 scandal.
Yeah.
It's almost 20 years old.
Pre-Twitter scandal. That's when you had to find out. That's when you had to buy Us Weekly.
You had to find out on Oprah that you were being dumped.
Yes.
You couldn't find out in a tweet.
But how sweet. Like, I just found out about it. Yeah. And if it wasn't for, you know, we see so people-to-people contact is still important.
That's so right. True.
That is true. About
we
the real
the news.
News
of the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. Can you imagine, like, Oprah backstage finding out that, like, she broke that story and being furious that that's how she, like, just imagine her just like crushing a can.
Oh, I think Oprah backstage would live for that.
I was gonna say, she's like, you heard it here first, like breaking. Oh.
Yeah, I would be surprised. This is how I view Oprah. I wouldn't be surprised if there was some like back room wrangling to get Matt Damon to reveal it on Oprah because Oprah wanted the scoop.
She wanted the breaking scoop. Mm-hmm.
She broke them up. She's like, she's like a Matt, like the opposite of a matchmaker. She just breaks people up on her.
Do you speaking of Oprah, do you guys think that she's gonna be president or what? No,
I hope
you mean will she run?
There's rumors she's that she's gonna run.
I don't know. I feel like there's a chance she could because she. I mean, she did this interview where she's like, "There's no chance, blah blah blah." But she's like, kind of like, "Well,
listen,
now.
Snowflakes, don't complain about what we've got. Like, let's give him a chance. Let's see what he does."
I haven't been called a snowflake in person yet. That was weird. I'm used to seeing it typed.
You know, it's hard not to take it as a compliment. I do think I'm a special snowflake.
You're sweet and unique.
Yeah,
one of a kind.
It's a fun word.
And very pretty.
I feel like Queen Frostine in Candyland.
Yeah,
that's the kind of snowflake.
It's really weird because I have a joke on my album where I refer to people as snowflakes, and I put that out before this happened.
God damn.
And it's very strange listening to it now and being like, that's not what you.
It's weird that they ruined the word snowflake.
Taking it back.
Ruin that word.
Taking it back.
It's also weird to hear like all these weird Russia references and stuff that like existed before, and then you're like, wait, what? Like actually in Dropping the Soap. There's like the Russian kids or whatever.
They were Russian. Yeah. What is it?
It's like a totally offhand comment about.
Yeah, there's Soviet. You trapped other kids trapped in the Soviet Union or the Soviet kids from the Soviet Union. She goes, actually, they were Russian.
Yeah, it's like a plot line within the soap opera because it's like.
Over and now it like takes on a whole.
Yeah,
new.
Now it takes on this whole.
Yeah. Subversive.
Yeah. We were way ahead of our time.
Always.
So tell us about the show. It's 10 episodes. Mm-hmm. And everybody can see all of them now if they go online.
Yeah, it's streaming on several. It's streaming on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Deku. If you go to droppingthesoap.com, you can see the trailer and then click on whatever service you have.
Yeah. And you get like two shows for the price of one because there's not only the behind the scenes of the soap opera, but the beginning of the show is the actual soap opera.
Oh, that's nice. Fun.
So you get the first 2 minutes are just this delicious, really stupid soap, bad acting. No offense, Kate. Bad on purpose. Soap bad acting. Good. Soap acting.
Yeah. She's so good that she can do great at acting bad.
Yes. And it's not just her. It's everyone.
Actually, it's like a little hard, but yeah.
Yeah, it actually is.
Because like, you're
like trying, you're probably used to being subtle and this is just like the opposite.
Oh yeah,
or you take it like too seriously where it's like you have to find this weird like middle ground of like not mocking it but like because you don't want to be like wink too hard.
There's been so many parodies of that style too that it's like to do it real but not kind of it's a weird middle ground.
That must be so fun though, filming the soap opera.
That's all I mean, like, as the actors it's definitely the funnest
thing
to shoot.
And writing it too.
I'm sure, definitely, just total carte blanche to be like
I named a character. Can I tell about the jungle man we have? I got to name a character Dumbfuck.
That's fun.
D-O-M-P-H-O-K.
Dumphoc. And they say Dumphoc. And they say it 150 times.
Yes. Aww, that's awesome.
Every time they say it, it gives me great joy.
I mean, there's actually a lot of Shea Buttersfield is a funny name. I think Kit Knockers is a funny name. Julian Draker is a very, like, he's the sort of.
Are these the actor names? Or is that, like, the name
characters
in the show?
Those are the character names. Of the
Shea Buttersfield is very.
Yeah, I like that.
And she's very blonde.
Yeah,
you know what always tripped me out about soap operas? All my friends in high school loved to watch Days of Our Lives, and like they kept trying to reel me in. Yeah, every day after school, and then they would tape Days of Our Lives.
Sure,
and we would go to my friend's house and watch Days, and like I can't believe it because I'm so easily susceptible to things, but I never was able to get into them. But
even Bo and Hope was Bo and Hope.
Era? This was the Bo and Hope era. Yeah. I mean, I know I've seen like so much Days of Our Lives, but like it's crazy because. The timeline is so insane on soap operas. Like, it takes 3 weeks to get through a day.
Right. Yeah.
It's if you're watching every day, like, what a weird world to live in where, like, a wedding could be months long.
You say the Bo and Hope era? That was actually 30 years.
I was going to say that.
Probably like, will forever. Bo and Hope get together? Yeah. It was
Really? That was a 30-year plot line?
I watched it in 7th or 8th grade, and then I moved out of the country for 2 years, and I came back, and I was like, oh, I've missed nothing. Like,
wow.
Right, they finally kissed or like whatever.
Yeah,
you could literally watch the last 15 minutes of the Friday episode every week, and that's when everything happened.
Yes. That's the only thing. It's all building up. It's like the opposite of The Bachelor, where they're like coming up on. Yeah, they do it first, and then they're like, "You just watched this happen." Yeah,
totally.
Yep.
That being said, I watched General Hospital for like ever.
Oh yeah, my mom watched General Hospital.
Yeah,
and they're still on every day, right? Or Monday through.
No,
Thursday?
They're dying.
Well, they're good. There's fewer of them, but they're still on. Yeah, but I don't know which ones are still on.
I don't think All My Children is on anymore.
No, I think that got canceled. General Hospital still is, right?
I think General Hospital is still on.
Is Days on?
When I watched it, though, there was good Days actors on it. Amber
yeah, Campbell Days is still on, yes, of course. Because one of our actors is in Days of Our Lives.
Who?
Oh, yeah. Nadia Bjorlund.
Yeah.
She plays...
I want to say it's like Sophie or Chloe.
Chloe.
She plays Chloe.
Is that a new character?
No, she's been there for
newish, like last few years.
That's what we're saying. Like, yeah, well, the last 15 years. That would feel new.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
She's beautiful. She's got black hair and blue eyes. She just had a baby. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys, so is there anybody else in the show who's like a soap, came from like soap world, or is it just her?
I think for the first season, we just had that one.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah. I guess, did Mimi Rogers do soaps?
I don't know if she did.
I guess a lot of actors have.
Patrick did soaps, like a couple episodes, I think, on General Hospital. Paul did a couple episodes on General Hospital. A lot of people have dabbled in soaps.
I've auditioned for a lesbian inmate on Young and the Restless. I didn't get it.
Crazy not to have you.
Yeah.
Every time I think of you, I mean, the show's called Dropping the Soap. How much more prison inmate does it get?
Yeah, so much.
Yeah.
How like fast do they shoot that stuff, do you think? Is it like a 9-to-5 job?
Yeah, it's like yeah. 9-to-5 job. The turnaround, they shoot like 40 pages a day. I'm not even joking.
Yeah. It's just like and one they do like two takes, yeah. Right?
Because they give them the pages and they know it so well. Mandy and Paul and a bunch of us went and visited the General Hospital soap set like, oh God, 8 years ago or something. Yeah. And they just like, it's just like a shotgun hallway basically with like sets lining and there's like a bunch of cameras and then the director is in a totally different room. I don't remember what the room is called.
Weird.
And they just have a ton of monitors and they're directing over like a god mic from a different room.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Cause so they can just go to each room quickly.
Yeah. And they just call them items instead of scenes and they're just like doing them like back to back to back to back.
Yeah. Wow. Just like little so mini cool. plays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so
with
crazy.
A bunch of cameras.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty good gig cause you get like in and out. It's like shooting a sitcom.
It sounds great. Yeah. And it's like an obviously. Shop.
I've heard, I feel like one of my friends worked on a soap though and it's always stuck with me and she told me that you have to bring your own lunch.
What?
Yeah. That always really, and I remember like
I feel just, like that was just for like.
It was like on all my children or something. I don't think they have Crafty. If you work on a soap, let us know. But I don't think they have Crafty on the soap set. I think you have to pack your own link with
I mean, I did background when I first moved here like 100 years ago. And the like there was a lot of walkaway lunches for background. Although, you know what? Grey's Anatomy had walkaway lunches.
Hmm, wow. So maybe, you know,
Grey's did, really? Yep. Shondaland.
Yep. The wow. shade of Shonda.
But you could also, like, real talk, you could just go in the Crafty truck and make a sandwich, which is what I did, instead of going and buying, like, a $12 lunch.
Right.
Of course. Yeah.
So,
yeah. They we know how to be poor, lunch. Thanks. Yeah. We'll take the chips. Thank you.
Can I say, I had to, exactly. I was in a rush the other day, and I had to eat a Lean Cuisine driving, and I felt it was very depressing.
Oh, I was going to say, that sounds relaxing.
No, it was relaxing.
That's my first little, thought, if that sounds
a
nice.
Little plastic tray you're trying to fork as you go to Culver City? No.
That sounds terrible.
It's like having beer in the shower, Lean Cuisine in the car.
No.
If I could just, beer in the shower is different. I've definitely done that.
Yeah.
Oh. Although I prefer vodka in the shower.
I would never drink beer in the shower, vodka only. Yeah. I think if I could blend all my food and just do it that way, I would.
Really?
Yeah, it sure. It eliminates all the taste. What's wrong
I'm
with
getting done. I'm just sick of it. I'm done. Yeah. Like, I just don't want to deal with the making it and the blah.
I need it.
I agree, but the eating is the fun part.
I like it, but I'm also just so sick. Like, I wish that we were just like bears. We just like eat once every 6 months.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I just am sick of like...
I feel like after I take my last bite of breakfast, I'm like, what am I going to have for lunch? Like, it's like, yeah. I'm immediately thinking like what... I literally go to bed at night and I'm like... In like 8 hours, I get to have coffee. Like,
it's, I am too.
I have that thought a lot.
No, I am too, but that's why. Because it takes up so much of my fucking life. Figuring it out, making it, getting it again. And I'm like, what? In 4 hours, I got to do this again?
I do love talking about food, though.
I do too.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
It is a good topic. Yeah.
Right?
Like, right now, I'm thinking of, like, what is my favorite kind of sushi?
What is it?
I like Ikura, which no one likes.
It's Ikura.
It
sounds like a disease. It sounds like something.
If you guys look, it's IKURA. And it's really, if you like really fishy smelling things, that's what it is. It's literally fish eggs.
Okay, lesbian.
Super.
Oh, no. Did I say that? Cut that. That's terrible.
What else? I don't know. I
I've had that.
Sushi.
That's good.
Yeah, it's so good.
But the texture is really good, too, because it like pops in your mouth.
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's kind of like boba, but salty.
Yeah.
I went to...
That's a bad sell.
I had jury duty the other day, and like they let us off for lunch.
Yeah.
And I went to one of those... conveyor belt sushi places by myself. It was just me and some guy who got like, so they count how many plates you get.
Yeah.
And like he was just stacking these fucking and we were just next to each other stacking plates, like eating sushi alone, not speaking.
I've totally done that. I feel like it doesn't end up being that good of a deal though, because it's like, oh, it's only $2 a plate, but there's like nothing on the plates. You end up getting like 20 plates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I walked out of there for way more than I thought.
It's like when you go to Forever 21 and you're like, oh, a $6 skirt. Yeah, me as well. Like, how did I just spend $200 on?
And no returns. They take no returns.
Yes.
It was fun though, because you could order on the screen and then like this, it would bring out a special one for you.
Feels like the future, right?
It was very futuristic. Yeah. And then the plate, after the plate, you would like put in a little slot that would take it away. It was very.
Oh, that's fancy.
So you never saw a waiter or a waitress or anything?
No, just the other people there that would do drinks and stuff.
Got it.
But we are moving to waiterless restaurants, though.
Yeah.
We will be served by robots.
I mean, people get mad about somebody taking your jobs. It's the conveyor belts.
Fucking robots.
Oh, show.
Robots are coming for it, man. You ever go to an Applebee's and they want you to order on the little beep up?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
And Olive Garden, you pay there now. Not that I know, not that I went there.
No shame for Olive Garden. No shame.
No shame. I love their iced tea. It's so good.
Oh, interesting.
That's an interesting.
Soup salad breadsticks,
those give me a brownie or an Olive Garden breadstick.
I will say though, I like went recently and we got like chicken parmesan and it was worse than like a Lean Cuisine.
Well, I've literally never ordered anything there other than the soup and salad.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I like their salad because sometimes you just want like an anemic, shitty salad.
Yeah, yeah. Like yeah, yeah. I want pepper. Yeah, I want pepperoncini.
Mm-hmm. Yes, pepperoncini.
And I want olives from a can.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And like shitty croutons. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good dressing though. I like the dressing they toss it with. It's tasty. I had a friend that used to, when he's from Arizona, and he used to work at a an Olive Garden when he was in high school, and they the breadsticks, they like dunk them in butter, and he would like, on his break, he would just yeah, he would just dunk like 10 breadsticks in butter, and that's what he would like eat.
That's why you gain weight when you have a serving job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, I was housing focaccia when I worked at Louise's, because like in between people, you're just like shoveling your hand into the focaccia
into whatever
drawer.
You can eat. Yeah,
yeah. That I used to keep a spoon in my apron, and I would. And this is so gross, you guys. I would go back and I would eat the tiramisu with the spoon that I kept in my apron.
What tiramisu? Like a whole
one? The waiters had to. That was the one thing we did ourselves. Is someone ordered tiramisu, we would go plate it ourselves. So there was just like this tin of tiramisu in the fridge, and all of us would do it. There was like 15 of us.
You David is horrifying.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Slobbery.
I hate
spoons.
Tiramisu, and now I hate it like
that. Oh my god. Note to self: never order the tiramisu at a restaurant. Gross. Oh my god.
Oh, that's fantastic.
If there's a spoon mark in it.
Yeah, it was. Oh my god. If you actually saw where your tiramisu was coming from, I don't want to speak for all tiramisu, but this tiramisu,
or like any, I don't know. I'm a terrible waitress, but I was a waitress for a little bit, and like, you know, when the people would come to like whatever, like give you the rating, and like everything would change that day. They'd be like, you know what I mean? And be like, you can't wash your hands here, like move everything around, and they'd leave, and it was like, okay,
back
to normal of like
100%. Yeah.
So like, if you think it's clean back there, it's not.
You just have to accept that it's not.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
I mean,
it's a filthy process.
Exactly.
Feeding the public.
Yeah. You're part of the public. The public is filthy. Yeah. It is what it is.
That's why I just am like, I don't get grossed out and then I don't get sick.
Yeah.
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 It's all mind-body connection, right?
Totally.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I always think it is.
Center myself.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I feel like I err a little bit too far on the side of like, oh, it's fine. Eat it off the ground. It's just like 5 seconds.
See, I know. And then I'm the one who gets sick. And I'm like, maybe it's because I believe in the 10-second rule.
Mm. Maybe. Or like, I don't know. I feel like you have a really good immune system if you're just like, whatever.
Oh, I agree. I'm never sick. And my clean friends are always sick. And
exactly.
I am filthy. I'm dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty person.
Yes.
I should be dead.
Thank you.
Several times over. Yeah.
Totally.
I think it builds something up. Yep.
Yeah.
I think I had strep throat like 2 days ago, but then I woke up the next morning and it was gone.
Nice.
Like I went to urgent care anyway, just to make sure. And this was, an urgent care that was like half urgent care and half like holistic healing / Botox.
Oh,
it did both. Okay. It was like
interesting.
Weird combo.
It was very and an urgent care.
Like pancakes,
is there
and
an
sushi.
Urgent Botox?
Yes,
all Botox
that.
Is urgent. All Botox is urgent. But there was in my urgent care room, there was this picture on the wall that said "Vampire Facelift, Beauty Revived."
Wow,
which was this?
She
like,
looks great.
Really,
by the way.
She looks great,
but it was just like. Vampire
face great.
So what is this?
Like, yeah, is it like you're becoming a vampire? Is this
undead.
Like what sucking blood like does
also,
to you?
When I think of vampires, I think of like Nosferatu. You know, I don't necessarily think that's like.
I don't think most people think of Nosferatu.
Yeah,
at this
I
point.
Think vampires have become sex.
Yeah, yeah. They've redone. Sure. They've rebranded.
I feel like it's like I think of like Twilight.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
For which I have not seen, but I know that it's vampires.
But that's what
and
I
we
think
know that
of.
They're hot. Vampires are hot, right?
Yeah,
we know that.
It was just weird to be like in a room waiting to find out if I had strep throat. And then having
looking
like
at a vampire.
An undead vampire on the wall next
right.
to me.
You're like, you could look like me forever.
Remember, we won't say his name, but remember that doctor that we both used to go to get Adderall?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
This place,
he got busted.
He got busted. But he for a long time he was like, this guy was great. You could just go and like there was no song and dance. He would just be like, what pill do you want? There you go. And they also just like plastic surgery.
It was like a Venice? Weird plastic surgery place
what?
Too.
Was he in Venice?
Yes.
Okay, I've heard about this guy.
Oh my God.
And I don't even like take shit, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, like if you have a friend who's
and
he
got busted,
knows.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I know.
What happened?
His name's just out there.
Gosh,
in the world.
He was doing so well, being discreet and all.
I love that guy.
Oh my God!
Can't you just go to Mexico? I have a friend who used to drive to Mexico like overnight, and she would
it's probably super
drive to
cheap,
Mexico
right?
and get Valium and stuff like that, and then she'd come back.
Oh yeah,
they had little road trips.
I thought about that.
Yeah, we used to do that in high school. Get drugs in Mexico, like it.
Really?
I will say
wait,
this.
Where did you go to high school?
San Diego. We went LA, outside of LA. Or Camarillo. Shout out to the 805. I will say, I think that...
909.
I think that Eminem did negatively influence my generation because, like, I think we did more Vicodin because Eminem was rapping about it.
Wait, what? He did?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were talking about the candy. I was like, what? Because you got used to taking pill-like things and they were delicious.
You put them together and what a wild ride.
That green Eminem was just popping Valiums all the time. That's why her eyes were so...
That's why she looks so good. Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, we'll be back. Right. Yeah, sure.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Kate Mines and Mandy Fabian.
Yay!
And we're going to play a game with you guys to get to know you a little bit better.
Oh.
Are we dating?
If this is the dating game.
Yes. Okay. We're on a honeymoon in Hollywood, Florida.
Oh God!
Can I donate?
Yeah. I don't believe in Florida. Ask me about Florida. Never heard of it.
Who? What? Where? When? Who? What? Where? When? Who? What? Where? When? Who? What? Where? When? Why?
So the name of the game is Who, What, When, Where, Why. Mm-hmm. Yes. And here we go. Who? And there are no right answers. But if you get them
except wrong. Except this one there is.
Right, yeah, except
answer.
For
there
this
are
one.
Wrong answers.
Okay.
This one there is. Yeah. Who is your favorite Beatle?
Just jump in.
Go for it.
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
I was going to say Paul. Oh. That's like such a cliche answer.
Both of you are Paul?
It's all right. It can be mainstream.
I don't know. He just seems like a swell guy.
Yeah. Why is there a wrong answer? You think Ringo?
I think Paul's the wrong answer.
Oh, why?
He's a safe choice. I'll give you that.
Yeah, he's the safe choice and like just the most generic and the most alive.
But he is like a genius.
I know
he's can't be generic if
but
he's
I have
that
to go. I mean, George is my favorite. So, like, I think genius-wise, George is more of a genius.
Yeah,
really?
I just feel like people say George to like be different. What did he do?
Something. Bling, bling, Here bling, comes bling. The sun. Like most of
yeah,
Abbey
but he
Road,
did
like,
one
of...
song problem, and they all did like 15.
No,
yeah.
Are you kidding? George Harrison wrote a bunch of Beatles songs. Paul McCartney wrote like a lot of the poppy ones, but like I like.
But
more
he always he usually had one song problem.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
just
yeah.
Saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you said one song. I was like,
no. Per album.
Yeah, yeah. The trippier stuff is his, right? Like
a lot of
guitar.
Yeah.
He. I think he got into LSD first.
That being said, I'm not like obsessed with the Beatles either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. Oh,
I was crazy obsessed.
Beatles,
Paul was my first favorite, but then George caught my eye.
Oh, see? Interesting. Never John, though?
Kinky.
Nobody's a John
no,
fan?
No, John, and thank God.
John's pretty far up his own ass.
Yeah.
And Ringo's just along for the ride. John's the wrong answer.
Ringo, I'll hear you out if you really can defend that.
Yeah, it's tough,
but
though.
Who could?
Wait, do you
unless you love going to
Beatles?
See shows at casinos.
I just listened to it today.
Ever since I was a
what
kid, I listened to Breakfast
My husband's really into it.
It's a radio show.
Oh, okay.
That's been on, like... Since
that's like an LA staple.
Yeah.
Or like Southern California.
They were doing it at Duke's in Malibu this morning.
Yeah. Right. It's always like a brunch.
Oh.
Trivia.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know.
They'll play like tertiary Beatles stuff too. Like their solo. Sometimes they play their solo.
Yeah, yeah. They just kind of do like an all Beatles.
I've also seen
like
Paul McCartney in concert.
What?
So that makes a difference, right? That makes an impression.
Yeah.
He's probably a really great showman too. So
unbelievable. He's a legend. It's like Bruce Springsteen. Whether you listen to his music or like him or not, like it's just incredible to see him on stage.
I think Springsteen is my favorite Beatle.
Who is?
I think Springsteen's my favorite Beatle.
I just got into Bruce Springsteen this year.
Oh, he's so great.
Like
have you seen him in concert?
No, I'm dying to.
It'll change your life.
I'm like a born again Springsteen fan.
Like, did he just play at the Forum or something like last year?
Are you serious? He played at the
Staples Center. What was it?
No, he plays at the Forum.
The
he doesn't do the Staples Center. Springsteen?
He wouldn't.
No, he does the Forum.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I had like a couple of friends that went, and it was like $300 for like the nosebleeds.
Also do the bowl. I don't know.
I think he did the bowl last year. It was like
he might have. Yeah. Yeah.
His butt. His butt alone. I would pay $300 for.
Also, I love that he's an artist that like. I feel like I get him more the older I get versus a lot of other music that I listen to. I like relate to it less the older I get. But like the older I get, the more layers Bruce's stuff has.
I just always thought of Bruce Springsteen as like dad music.
Me too. Yeah.
And like he's actually like a poet. Like his, I also just listened to his autobiography, which is so well written.
Yeah.
I can't understand a word he sings. So really? I don't really know what his music is about. But
you're feeling it.
Well, yeah. I don't listen to it, but every time he's in concert, I'm like, yeah, Bruce, he's a shaman. Yes. He takes you on a freaking journey.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you're saying, mm-hmm. but I'm feeling you right now.
Speaking of, I think I'm going to go on a one woman journey. Well, we talked about going, but I think I'm going to go to the weekend. I'm just going to like try to do my someone give me a ticket.
Yeah.
Because the weekend's playing at the Forum at the end of the month, and I was like, I'm going to take Molly and I'm going to go by myself.
Wait, are you talking
about
the band?
Do you have to go by yourself? I kind of want to go.
Okay,
it's hard to get one. It's hard to get two tickets.
That's
the only
thing.
Well, we get free, bitch. We'll on our own to get our tickets.
Okay.
And then I'll meet you when they're on drugs.
All right. Okay. That sounds good. But I'm ready. I'm ready for a night. I was like, all right, this is going to be a thing.
Wait, isn't that dude like dating Selena Gomez?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I love it. What a cute couple.
Why not? Yeah, I don't care.
I don't know anything about either of them. I just like saw it and I was like, what?
I love his music. His new album is incredible. He has a really great song in it that's about like how like all these, you know, obviously he'll like hook up with women and they'll be like, I want to be your girlfriend now. And the song's basically, typical. But the song's so basically funny. Like, don't waste your energy on me. I'm going to be an asshole. So like, why don't we just have fun right now? And I know that sounds like a dick move.
That's his whole message.
But the song is great. I love it. 20s. Yeah. And it's like, it's nice because he's like, don't waste your energy. Like, let's like enjoy this moment right now. And
I said that to the man I married for like a full year. I was like, don't call me. And like, he tried to kiss me once in public. And I was like, what are you doing? You have sex in private in 20 minutes. Like, just.
Exactly. See? Even the weekend. Totally. Got it.
I feel you. Maybe I'll go. Yeah. I won't do Molly, but I'll go.
I don't know if I will either. If I'm, yeah. But
Molly's nice, but she's clingy, you know?
She needs to hear that song.
Is Molly a thing that you need to have like one person that doesn't do it to like watch you or like?
Not at all. No,
I don't know.
Only if you do a tiny. Okay. Like I'm not gonna go crazy.
Okay, got it. You're not gonna get kicked out of Demolition Derby.
No, I'm not gonna go that far.
Cool.
But yeah, and I also like Selena Gomez.
Yeah, she's great.
She's a singer.
Yeah,
she was like a Disney. She was
Justin Bieber's ex girlfriend, and she sings like such sexy songs. And, yeah, like, I just love her. Like I think she's underrated.
She a Disney kid.
She was a Disney kid and became a pop star.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just know that she dated Justin Bieber. Yes.
I really don't know that
another
much about
her. Another hot heavy hitter. I'm a believer.
Are you? I just don't know anything about him. There's
Seth Rogen tweeted this really funny picture of Justin Bieber took this like really sexy selfie in bed, and right behind him you can see the DVD of Sausage Party.
That's what I love him. He's so dumb.
Seth Rogen was like, wow. He's like, we paid a lot of money for this ad.
Totally. Like influencers.
It's a really funny picture because it's just like there. It's like not supposed to be in the picture.
We should do that. Just like put the name of our show in famous people's Instagram posts.
Do it.
Totally. Do one of those like obviously Photoshop t-shirt pictures. Yeah, but, like with dropping the soap right
now. Yeah, like right. The Kardashian. Yeah, Kim and Kanye like coming out of the restaurant. Yeah.
It'll be hashtag dropping the hint.
Yeah. Hey.
But right. Seriously, what does Molly do?
It's ecstasy. It's like,
okay, it makes you touchy feely.
But isn't it one element of ecstasy? It's like,
yeah, it's the purest part of it.
It's supposed to be like the purest part. It just makes you happy and like touchy, but just like you really want to dance.
Yeah, oh, well, that sounds all right.
It makes
music sound really good and dancing feel really good.
Yeah,
well, and I call
the
that
air,
Friday.
Your skin just like feels like amazing, and you're like people touch it, and you're like, ooh, yeah.
And you know, sex there's like is really no chance of a bad trip. Like I don't fuck around.
No,
with drugs,
there's not.
No.
Yeah.
No, I've never had one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like shrooms where you could like go down a bad road for 9 hours.
No, you won't. It's not like shrooms where it like kind of alters your total perception of reality. If anything, it kind of
you like know where you are. Okay. You're not like in another place.
Yeah, if anything, you're hyper aware of it.
So it's not heady, really, then?
It's very heady, but
it's more body.
Yeah. But it also makes me just like, it like makes you really want to talk to people. Yeah, it's like very.
That must be fun for other people.
Yeah.
Exactly. I remember I did it once and then I had a comedy festival and then I was like, who wants to hang out? It's like 4 a.m. and Andy Dick walked around the corner and I was like, Andy Dick wants to hang out.
He's a very famous drug addict, by the way. I saw him on Celebrity.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. But he had like come to this thing on the wagon and then fallen off at some point in the festival. Yeah. And so, but it does make you want to talk to people. And so we were hanging out with him with a few people like in the hotel room, just like hanging out. But he was, I was trying to be like, what's going on with you? Are you okay? And I was like trying to like soothe him and stuff. And then we put him to bed to the Flaming Lips Pandora Station.
And then the next, I love that story.
The next morning, I feel like there's nothing about that story that surprised me. It's like, that's exactly
Exactly. The next morning, I like walk downstairs to like meet somebody for brunch and to meet my current boyfriend for like our very first date.
Yeah.
And Andy Dick was in the lobby of the hotel and like the restaurant eating a rare steak salad with his hands.
Oh, so God. He had like, he was like bleeding down his hands.
There was blood running down his hands. He was shoving the
and
steak.
And it's like 9:30 in the morning?
Yeah. It was very
early. He got kicked out of the hotel.
Yeah.
Shocking.
And then nobody knew where he was for 2 weeks, and then he showed up at a Marie Callender's in Temecula.
Yep.
He peed, getting arrested for peeing on the salad bar.
That's how you find him. You just find him coming to peeing on a salad bar.
Yeah. I mean, it is sad because he obviously has a problem, but it's like he's so legendary in LA. He has all these legendary... My ex-boyfriend once walked outside to find Andy Dick in his backseat with barbecue sauce all around.
Oh my God. These are the things that happen.
But he must be, like, broke.
Probably.
It's like cuspy, I think.
Yeah. You know? I'm just saying, like, you're spending a ton of money on drugs all the time.
Yeah.
Who do you think has their shit more together? Andy Dick or Angeline?
Oh, Andy Dick.
Yeah. Oh, really? I think Angeline has her shit more together.
Angeline's hanging by a thread. She's selling one of the pink Corvettes.
Yeah.
How many does she have?
Two. She has two.
Okay.
I saw her like pulling out of a gas station in Studio City and I was like, if you're hanging in the valley. I live in the valley.
She's grifting people like constantly.
Yeah.
You
got to pay $100 to get a photo with her showing her entire face.
How is that grifting? I think that's hustling.
I should say hustling. She's hustling all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So is Andy Dick hustling? No. Therefore, I think Angeline has her shit more together.
No, because he doesn't have to hustle as much, maybe.
But Angeline's always had to hustle. She's the first fake celebrity. Right. I mean,
but he's actually famous for, like, doing shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he was on TV. It's not like he doesn't just, like, drive around LA.
I think he has, like, a radio show and stuff, too. He might be making money off of. I don't know.
There's a documentary coming out about... It called like Everybody Has an Andy Dick Story too. I think they're like trying to finish a GoFundMe for it.
One of my favorite ones was that somebody he came up to somebody in the middle swimming in the ocean and hit on them.
Yes,
he lived next door to a friend of mine in Hollywood, and he lives in like a totally mediocre apartment and like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to keep your overhead low.
Yeah. Girl, I know all about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doing that shit.
That's where my spreadsheets come in.
Oh, yeah. So you spend all your time doing spreadsheets and you don't have time to spend money on.
I'm an actor, like, full time. So, you know where your money is coming from all the time. So.
Oh, yeah.
I have, like, a cat. My husband and I do, like, a cash budget. So it's like, once you run out of cash,
you're done.
Yeah,
you're done.
Do you guys have weird...
I need that.
I have all these weird, like, okay, like, I have, like, a little bit of cash, like, in my house, just, you know, in case shit goes down or whatever. But I have, like, a lot of weird, like, things that I'm like, okay, if shit goes down, like, I've got this, and then, like, I have a reserve here. Mm. My brain's, like, got all these weird...
Oh, yeah, I've got like, me and your shit goes down plan.
Yeah.
I do not have that, I will say.
I have, like, if I would be the best... homeless person. I'm not afraid of being homeless at all. Or like living in a commune. Yeah, it doesn't scare me.
Yeah.
At all.
I feel like I would beg
so good. I mean, there would be songs, it would be entertaining. I'd probably ask people about them. You know?
Yeah.
Throw them off a little bit. Around. It's not about you giving money to me right now.
Yeah.
Use their name a lot. That's the trick.
Use the name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Betty, nice to meet you, Betty. Tell me about yourself. Betty.
I mean, honestly, if that happens, try to go Angeline. Like, make yourself a local celebrity.
Though.
No, she's not. But I'm saying if you need money, try selling your pictures of your face or with like your headshot with her. Or whatever.
Homeless Hannah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Become a local celeb. Yeah, I do that scan a lot. Like, you got to go to the beach to sleep.
Yeah.
Right? With sand and everything.
You wouldn't go to the beach?
It's also colder there.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
there are a lot of homeless people at the beach. I will say that.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Because I mean, have you guys ever slept on a beach?
No.
It's freezing.
Like naps during the day.
Oh, no, I'm talking spend the night, just you on the beach.
No.
It is a great feeling when you wake up.
I mean, probably not if you live there.
Yeah. Well, I did it because I had food poisoning in Portugal. It was an ideal situation, but I still felt great when I woke up.
Probably because you were no longer vomiting and shitting at the same time.
Yeah.
Wait, why did you do it? Because you had food poisoning?
It was when I was in Spain with my brother and my best friend, and we got food poisoning in Morocco, came back to Portugal. There was no room in the hostel that we were trying to stay at. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, and so we were fuck okay. it, we just had to sleep.
I thought you just meant, like, this is like sawdust. It'll soak up the, like,
I was just like a dumb 21-year-old in Europe.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
It's the best place to be a dumb 21-year-old.
Totally. I think so.
No responsibilities.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know. Why do people keep telling us that life gets better as you get older? Because it just, you get more responsible.
Absolutely does not.
You have to do more shit. I don't understand where that concept came from.
But part of it isn't like what you know now. Because if I knew what I know now and I could take it back to my 20s.
No.
Yeah.
I would rather know nothing. I don't want to know
shit. It was fun knowing nothing.
I'm with you.
I think the thing I miss most is not having to believe in consequences.
Mm-hmm.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
Like, before I really understood what credit cards were, that was a great few months.
Right. Or when your parents were still fucking supporting you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just like being able to eat bullshit and you don't feel like garbage. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, all that stuff.
Any weight.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Whatever. I just had ice cream. No bigs.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's not like, oh God, like, this will ruin my day.
Yeah.
That's it's pretty much the only big decision. I think, is just being able to eat whatever I wanted. Other than that, I like it. I like being older.
No, I would really go down to like 16.
16?
No.
I peaked.
Not there yet. Excited.
You're looking forward to
I'll
it.
I'll have a second one, but
I
don't know.
I'm done. Peaking is like orgasming. Women can have multiples.
There you go.
I like that.
All right, let's get our next question with this beetle one. Yeah. Went really.
All right, what is the most overrated candy?
Oh,
Starburst. I don't like candy that doesn't have chocolate. It's like, what's the fucking point?
I agree.
I like them once in a while, but overall, you're like, come on.
Yeah.
I want to give this a really thoughtful response because I feel like there's many candies that disappoint. Mm-hmm. I do not enjoy circus peanuts.
A lot of candy.
Just or foam. Candy corn.
Candy corn,
especially in the context of Halloween when you have like serious, so like highfalutin candy, those mini baby Snickers and things, and you're going to make candy corn. But I also don't like Milk Duds because they stick in your teeth.
I know. Milk Duds, the idea of them are amazing. Great but idea. They really fuck some shit up.
No one's having fun eating Milk Duds.
No.
I have a retainer too, so like I can't fuck around with that kind of shit.
No. Again, maybe I just love blended food, but like give me a milkshake over candy any day.
Oh,
100%. Milkshake.
Yeah, chocolate milkshake is like, can't go wrong.
It's like a perfect thing.
Yeah. It is the perfect thing.
What about people that don't finish their fucking milkshake?
What? Who does it?
Oh, I've seen people do it.
Who does that?
I don't know. I get down to the I'm slurping the corners of the cup.
Like, yeah, of course.
Like, I just have to, every last drop.
And then they give you the extra side.
Oh.
That is like my secret. I'm getting one today. This is I like go to Wendy's just to get that.
Frosty.
Frosty's amazing.
Yeah. Frosty's
99 cents.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. I don't care how many chemicals they put in that. I know. They could just.
Yeah.
There's a Wendy's over at the Burbank Empire Center, and I'm like, God.
I know exactly where every Wendy's is in LA.
But they're kind of few and far between.
They're not very many.
Yeah. Thank God, though. Thank God.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's a treat when you see one. You're like, oh, it's a Wendy's.
That's what I used to be with Del Taco.
And
I
you can get a nice baked potato.
Oh, Del Taco.
And yeah, baked potato is the only other thing I like at Wendy's.
Yeah. Junior bacon cheeseburger? What's wrong with you people?
Yeah, no, I don't like that. That's my favorite burger.
Is that Wendy or Carl's Jr.? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Carl's Jr. is garbage.
She's a veggie.
I hate Carl's Jr.
I'm glad the only one by me is a Jack in the Box, and I'm like happy. I don't really like them, so I'm like, thank God.
I just don't eat that kind of crap anymore.
Yeah. Do you guys count In-N-Out?
Oh.
I don't like In-N-Out.
Love In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Have you guys had Habit Burger? I think it's so much better.
Habit Burger's good.
Their root beer.
Oh, I've never had a Habit Burger.
They have soggy buns in In-N-Out. How can you have a good burger?
No, they don't.
French fries are garbage.
How long are you waiting to eat your burger?
It's squishy.
What do you mean? It's immediate. No, I don't want to. I want like a firm bun.
Amen to that, sister. When I get the old In-N-Out, I like a firm bun.
I'm really picky about the bun. It's why Quiznos is garbage. They have bad
bread. Oh, yeah.
Bad bread.
Yeah. Quiznos should be better than Subway, but let's be honest, it's not.
It's terrible.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it feels like it should be. You're right.
Yeah, it feels like more glamorous.
God, remember when Subway was trying to hawk pizza? Flat pizza?
You ever see somebody eat one of those? You're like, you're a lizard person.
That is insane.
Oh my God.
It's flat. It's their flatbread just with cheese and like pepperoni. Like, who the fuck would?
And Flatitza isn't even like a pun.
No, it's nothing.
Flatitza.
No. It's bad. All of it's bad.
Yeah.
No wonder Jared was your guy and you didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, how disappointing for them.
The only time I've ever seen a Flatitza in the wild is I was coming on a I was on a Bolt bus back from San Francisco and like the like the layover stop. And the lady.
What's a Bolt bus?
It's like $2, right?
Yeah.
It's like
So
yeah,
cheap.
It's
super cheap.
It's just a bus that takes
you. It's like a charter bus that'll get you to San Francisco for $2. It's awesome.
Two?
Yeah, if you buy the tickets early enough, yeah.
Oh my god!
But I just looked at one and it was
downtown. I looked at one and it was $10 for so. It's still
but still,
cheap.
Like round trip on a metro is like $5.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh.
It's a charter bus that has like Wi-Fi and you can like plug your stuff into it. No it's fantastic.
Way.
It's fantastic. Doing this. It's like every
time it goes to Vegas. They have a bunch.
What's
of
What's the catch? What's the catch?
There's no catch.
There's no catch. It's like have you ever taken like from DC to New York or whatever?
Yeah, but those there's a catch.
No,
or it's $40 or $50.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Chinatown buses?
Well, what's the catch?
The driver's fucking insane, and he doesn't stop to pee, and you feel like you're going to die the whole time?
Bolt bus is a delight. Bolt bus is an absolute delight. Wow. I love it.
Really? Also, not sponsored.
Yeah.
Are they a sponsor?
No, not yet.
Okay. Oh, shit.
There's also a bus that I knew about. Is this the one that goes overnight? There's one that you can get at 11 o'clock, and it'll land in San Fran like at 6 or 7 a.m. the next
Megabus
day.
Megabus does it, too. Megabus. They're the same difference.
Okay. I prefer Bolt bus to Megabus.
What's the difference?
I've never even heard of this.
It's a little cleaner.
Excited by this.
It's a little bit cleaner. There's Megabus too, but Bolt bus to me, it's a little bit cleaner. Bolt bus is like two stories. More people use
Megabus. Megabus is two stories though.
Well, yeah, Megabus is two stories. That's what I meant.
Wait, can you take a dog on these buses?
I've never seen it done.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Probably not.
I've never
and
seen
they
it
have
done.
Bathrooms.
You can if you say that you're depressed and you need your dog.
That's
you know, you can get like a therapy dog thing.
Yeah, you could probably do it
done. I need both of my dogs on this bus to San Francisco. They should it's a bus to San Francisco.
They should get it.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
really should.
They understand.
Yeah.
But that's the only time I've ever seen a Flatitza in the wild. Was a woman eating
I've never
one.
Even heard of it.
And everybody was just looking at her like,
you're garbage.
Why would you get that at Subway?
Oh, get off at Fresno, lady.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Fresno's
just we're going to open the door and you can just go for
you
it.
You can go sleep with David Nunez or whatever the fuck.
Oh, God.
The last
did you guys see that April Fool's joke? That George Takei was like, I'm going to run against David Nunez.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is amazing. And then please he was like, psych.
She would have.
Is that his name? David? I don't know.
George Takei
Devin.
In office.
Devin.
Devin.
I've been obsessed with that story, by the way. I've just all the
it's
Russia
insane.
Stuff. I just can't get enough.
Don't get me. I mean,
I know.
How much time do you have? Mandy's like, bring Kate on politics.
Okay, we've got one last question.
Okay.
Should we do? Okay, yeah, this one's good.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Where is the best place to go nuts?
Oh my God. What's it called? Bellevue?
What is that?
Hey,
old mental
hospital. Oh, yeah.
Arkham Insane Asylum.
Yeah. I'm very excited about several things that I've found lately. Mm-hmm. One is Lucha Vavoom. Have you ever?
Oh yeah.
What is that?
Have you been? You been?
Okay. Yes, I went. I went a little. Like I had friends that invited me. They're like, you went? And I was like, sure. And it's Mexican wrestling and burlesque.
Yeah.
And not
sounds amazing.
Neither right. things that I would be like, let me go spend my
right.
Tuesday night and then wake up at 6 with my kids. Like I was really like, ugh, Mexican wrestling. Oh, I'm going to try really hard to have fun. There's no trying. It's the best, craziest.
It's really entertaining.
I was funny.
Right?
I was hoarse the next day and I was lit up and like telling everyone like, go see Lucha Vavoom. It's transformational. It's downtown. It's amazing.
Is it every Tuesday? This is one of those things that like I've always
not
wanted
every
to
Tuesday.
Go to. But
it's like four times a year. There's like a Valentine show and a Cinco de Mayo, which is probably coming up. There's a Halloween show, and I forget what the fourth one is, but I think they have like a 4th of July show. It's
so fun.
Amazing.
Yeah, I've heard of it for years.
Amazing.
It's supposed to be awesome.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's a spectacle. Yeah. I'd say that's the best place to go next.
Oh, that's good a good one. One.
Yeah.
God, this is hard. Best to go nuts.
It's also choir. You guys know about choir?
No.
No.
It's a new thing I just found out about. It's happening at the Bootleg Theater next Thursday. They send out songs and everyone shows up and sings. You sing songs, popular songs, and everybody learns parts and you get there and you all just sing together and then they record it.
Whoa.
That sounds
That's amazing, karaoke. Right?
What if you can't sing?
You're singing with hundreds of other people. Oh, it probably doesn't matter. I mean, if you...
I'm really good at matching. So if I'm standing next to someone good, like, I can match them.
At a party when like somehow... I've been at a few parties when suddenly like everyone like started singing the same song. It's always like the most fun.
Oh, it's the best
thing. Everyone just like, yeah.
And there's nothing like, oh, nice harmony.
Yeah.
Nice harmony.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if people
choir.
No, they're
choir, choir is what it's called.
What a great idea. That's like
Uber. Wish I thought of it. Yeah.
That's like one of those like,
That's going to take off. Yep.
So good.
So that's,
I love that.
I'm going to go for the first time next Thursday. Not next Thursday. I think it's April 13th. That's not next Thursday.
Might be next Thursday.
From this, when this episode gets released, maybe.
What song? Do you know what song you guys are doing?
I think it's, I want to say there's like a, it's either Peter Paul and Mary or Simon and Garfunkel. I'm not sure. It's, I can't remember.
Is there like a director that will like make you like work on the group?
I don't know. I think you go and I think you
really rehearse.
They probably send you the music. You have to listen to the song, or when you get there, they hand you the music and you just learn. They do a little bit of like, let's all learn our parts, and then they start singing. Yeah, I guess
that's right by me. I'm going. I'm
that
in.
Sounds fucking amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've never been.
I'll be next to you, being like, oh God, I should have never told her about this.
Hey,
you know, fun fact: Paul and I met doing a show at the Bootleg.
Really?
Oh my God!
That's how this whole thing started.
Wow, that's so crazy.
I have nothing to add. The only thing I can think of for this category or whatever is so stupid. But when I was like in my 20s, I lived in Burbank, and I used to. This is so embarrassing. I used to go to this bar called Burbank Bar and Grill, and they have this band called Decades, and it's actually so fun. They do like an hour of 70s, an hour of 80s, an hour of 90s, and they like change their outfits, and so it's like, you know, you're like listening to like really fun. I don't know. They do like Gwen Stefani and you know what I mean.
Like, I love
that. Like a throwback.
Oh, that's fun.
I haven't done it in years, but. You know, when you live in Burbank, you don't leave Burbank. So.
Wow.
I mean, once they got rid of... What was that one karaoke place they got rid of there?
What
the fuck is it called?
Where Dennis Haskins used to hang out.
Dimples?
Dimples. Now that Dimples is gone, you know.
I feel like I got serious.
Dimples was crazy because they would broadcast it on public access.
Yeah.
So you could watch you could watch people singing karaoke on public access at Dimples.
Oh, they literally came up and like put like whipping cream or whatever that comes out of the big can like all over my face, and then like gave me this pair, this like thong, and I was like, this is
what the fuck.
I still wear that thong though.
That was Dennis Haskins.
What,
they give you a Dimples thong?
Yeah,
dude, that sounds dope. A thong that says Dimples.
Yeah,
that's dope as fuck.
I'll send you a pic.
Shit.
Love the underwear, not me.
We'll be back. We're back on Lady Lady and Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Kate Mines and Mandy Fabian. And we are going to answer some lady problems.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like this music.
Thank you.
It's very
lady.
Lady problems.
Here's the choir you're going to be.
Lady.
This sounds like a 90s video.
Lady problems.
Lady problems. Do you have them?
Lady problems.
That dog bark.
Those I love some, it.
Okay.
Yeah. If you have lady problems, send them to ladytolady@maximumfun.org.
All right. Hey, ladies. I hope all is well with you guys. I thought I'd update you on the message I sent in last year about the sudden breakup I went through with my long-distance boyfriend. Mm. I took your advice and gave him some space to simply let me know when he's in town to visit his sister so we could talk and get closure in person. In the meantime, I did my own thing. I moved to Alameda to be closer to work and to live with people I actually like, pushed myself to go out with coworkers more, looked in on my parents more, balanced all this with rocking my responsibilities at school. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice. Well done, lady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been almost 5 months and I have yet to hear a single word from him. Ugh.
Let it go.
Yeah, which for January and February I was okay with. I had not thought about him for some time. I didn't check his social media, go through old pictures or texts. I was totally proud of myself and felt confident enough to start thinking about seeing other people. I even went on a date and it went well, which made me excited. Although, total sidebar, dating makes no sense to me. I hate games, etc., and would much rather have a couple just set me up. Isn't that supposed to be their dream anyway?
Good point.
But, I do love doing that.
Yeah, that is fun. But these past few weeks, I've felt like I've regressed in the process of moving on. Where before I knew that wanting to be with somebody who can't stick through the hard parts isn't what I deserve, recently I've been dreaming about what it would be like to have that conversation of getting back together, telling him I shouldn't have a reason to trust him, but ending up with him anyways. I'm totally uninterested in even thinking about moving on from him now. This past weekend, I went to a friend's birthday party in Malibu, and while I had a good time, driving past his place and the places we used to go was difficult. I've been having these thoughts since before I knew about the party, but the idea of him even knowing I was in town and not doing anything made it that much harder. Mm. I'm not sure if I'm being naive, thinking of only my side of things, or if this is another wave of breakup stuff. Most of the ladies I rely on live out of town. I'm not really cool with sharing my deep personal questions with my coworkers, especially with our students always nearby. I guess I'm just asking if this kind of thing is normal, or should I be bothering to wait and seek closure in person?
Aww.
Thanks again for being the rock for so many people, including me. Bae to what now? You gotta let it go.
I love her.
I know.
Did she say how old she is?
No. I mean, she might have the previous one, but I'm not positive.
Oh,
yeah, no, it's normal. That's the thing. It's completely normal. But what she's going through is completely normal breakup, shitty grief and stupidity, and we all do it. And we all wish we could get back together with someone who was a total douche when we were with them.
Yeah.
It's automatic. The minute you break up, you're like, remember that was so great. Yeah.
Well, and she's lonely. You know, she's reaching that point where it's been a while. It's like, because I go through this all the time where I'm like, all right, I've been a few months and now I want to be with someone.
Well, also, it seems like over the holidays, she was like super busy because she said January and February, right? So it's like the holidays and like whatever. She was super busy and now like real life is setting in and she's like,
She's 23 or 24 now, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you got a lot of time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't get married until I was in my 30s.
Just think about it as practice. You can practice. You don't have to let go of him all at once, but maybe just practice letting go of him a little bit at a time. Every moment you are not thinking about him is letting go of him in that moment. But letting go is definitely the right path.
And just part of letting go, like let go of the idea that you're ever going to see him ever again.
Yeah. Because like that, if it's been this long, you're not going to get that closure in person you want. No. It's just not going
to
happen.
And it might not even be you missing him, but it's a bruise to your pride more than like him even too. Like,
or the idea of him.
Yeah. Or the idea of him of just like, it's a hit to your ego to be like, fuck you. Why haven't you come in? Like, I'm sorry that I did this.
Yeah, I do think not having closure though is, I have that with someone from my past where it's just sort of like the person got really sick. And so like, he's not in my life anymore. And it's like, there was no, you know what I mean? So it's sort of like, oh, I wonder.
Yeah. That does always haunt you a little.
Yeah. Like I don't want to be with him, but I just like wonder how he's doing. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's hard that they did leave it. It was weird open-ended thing. Cause that does hurt your pride a lot more because she was obviously being like, and then he'll come to his senses.
Yeah.
And that's what we all want. Like in a lot of ways it's like, and then he'll see, you know, what he was missing. And unfortunately he fucking is probably a douchebag who doesn't think about it that much.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Also, I think it's harder to meet people as you get older, right? You're not in college. You're not in classes.
Yeah.
And she's like, working with people that you're not going to be dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she is like 23 or 24, so it's like she's like kind of just out of college. Yeah. So you still haven't like gotten used to what the new
real
reality
life
is.
Yeah, life feels a lot bigger when you're out of a school
making
structure.
Your own living.
Yeah, and you especially want somebody to like kind of hold on to.
Yeah.
She's got to make, I think the best advice would be like for me anyway, would be like make some good girlfriends in your home, in the town you live in. Because it seems like she doesn't want to talk to her coworkers, which I totally get.
Yeah.
But like she doesn't seem to have a support system in town. It's like only out of town. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like find out, like join a, like whatever, like find a hobby, join a group, like
there has to be some kind of, I mean this is silly but not like friendship app, right? Isn't there some sort
there
of, I just moved to a new town and these are people who like the things that I like, and
I think Bumble started like a friendship aspect of it. I think so.
But who's gonna go?
But also like there's things on like Meetup, right? Like if you're like, I like to do trivia or hiking,
a lot of people that every friend I've made has been through work or similar interests. It hasn't been because I think if you go to an event or something that's an organization where like people just get to meet and have fun.
Volunteer.
I've made crazy friends just because we happened to be at the same birthday party.
Totally.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's that thing when you talk to somebody and you're like, let's hang out. You know, you can just tell when you like gel with somebody.
Yeah. I think volunteering is a good call because then you're meeting people who are like also
have common interests.
Yeah.
Like an animal shelter or like whatever.
Who are also
like,
pretending to care about stuff so they can make friends.
Totally. There's no shame in that game. There was no shame in that.
No.
But and then like, I think it is easier to meet dudes when you have like other girls to hang out with because then you're going to feel more incentivized to go out to parties. Or
totally.
Or
although,
like
and also, like, it doesn't have to be the name of the game, meeting dudes, right?
No,
like,
no.
Get
yeah,
some,
absolutely.
Like, I don't know. I always felt like I never met dudes when I was trying to meet. Like, it always happens when you're not looking.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to a party and you're like, I wonder if I'm going to meet someone tonight, it's like, there's no
way. But also, it's making out with someone you regret.
It's also impossible to avoid that for me. It's like, I can't, I'm like, yeah, sure, I don't care. But I care. That's all I, you know.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
It's not. I'm fucking around here. Yeah, totally.
If you just get really busy, I mean, like, that's the thing. That's the only time I ever wasn't looking is when I, because I think if you think about the future, that's what gets you, right?
Totally.
Yeah. When you're like, oh, what's going to happen? Am I going to be alone? And then it's hard to think about. At least it was for me.
Yeah.
Fill out your schedule more, kind of.
Yeah, if you kind of really focus on what you're doing right now and things that make you happy right now and, like, find fun activities, lucha, va-voom, choir.
Yeah.
Like, if you find fun stuff to do, that'll take off the whole, you won't be looking into the past as much or thinking about what's going to happen in the future, and you can kind of just chill.
Yeah, and also, like, give yourself, of course, you're going to still feel shitty sometimes and, like, I definitely don't recommend looking at, like, your past stuff with him at all, but, like, if you do, don't be that hard on yourself. It happens. It's just, you know.
Yeah. And also remember, if you're looking at his current stuff, people only put their best self on the internet. That is not his true self.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? That's, like, the one shining moment of his day that day, but the rest of it was just, like, sitting in traffic or, like, you know, fighting this random.
Every time you get, like, wistful, like, do a quick, like, list of five things in your head that annoyed the fuck out of you.
Totally. Yeah, kind of that handy.
Oh, but also this sucked a lot.
Or use my trick, think about them pooping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, you know, another trick that I used was I also had an imaginary boyfriend.
Oh.
I was super in love with my yoga instructor who had a girlfriend. So obviously that was never going to happen, but I made up an imaginary name for him, Hank. And I pretended.
Hank is the perfect fake boyfriend.
Yeah. Hank, you can date Hank if you would like. And Hank is the perfect boyfriend. And you date Hank. And the great thing about Hank is he's always there. And you can tell your mom about Hank. And you can tell your girlfriends about Hank. And they know that Hank is fake. We're all on board with that.
But
it makes you feel good because you can be like, oh, well, Hank and I aren't seeing each other as much as we want to. He's really busy with work.
How do your friends feel about that?
They like it better than me going, do you think Alex is gonna call?
Right. Yeah. That's true.
How am I gonna die alone?
Yeah,
they like that I was having any fun at all with, like, yeah, Hank and I are just, you know, I don't know. I'm still open to meeting someone else.
Yeah. Hank and I have an understanding.
We're good together. He's nuts about me, and I can tell.
I feel like that's so annoying too when people are like, oh, 23 so young, which is what I just said. You know what I mean? But
I know.
Also at the same time, it's like when you go through that transition getting out of college, like you think, like, oh, I'm an adult now. I should be doing all of these adult things. And it's like, no, you have so much time to, like, be an adult for the rest of your life. So, like, you can still have fun.
I also think it's hard not to loathe yourself when you're in your 20s.
Totally.
You don't know you're doing it. But then when you're in your 30s, you're like, well, I kind of was really insecure in my 20s.
Yeah.
You don't want to meet somebody when you're super insecure because you might draw on the wrong kind of person.
Totally.
And you will, but, like, don't date them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
draw them in and then set them free.
Don't put too much pressure on it. Like, and if it's chaotic and if there's trouble in paradise, let there be trouble and let it go. Like, don't try to make paradise out of trouble.
Oh, boy.
You
know?
Yes. That's what you do in your 20s, though. It's all trying to make paradise.
And you also
trouble.
Don't have to date every guy for, like, I did this where, like, I just would date guys for, like, 3 years at a time. And I was like, I should have broken up with them, like, 2 years, like, 2 years ago. You know what I mean? Or, like, it's like, you don't have to, like, try to make everyone a husband. Like,
no. Yeah. And picture your future self with this dick and be like, picture yourself regretting that you stayed with him that long.
Totally.
It is so hard to do that. I mean, we all do the thing where it's just like, you're like, this is the only person who will ever like me. No one else will ever like me again.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so you just think that that's it. It's just hard, really hard to let go of that.
You've just
nearly
got
impossible.
There's so much dick
there's
out
so
there.
Many, yeah,
there's so
many.
There's
so
many.
I mean, you let go of this dick. There's another one coming. Like, you just got to see how much.
Well, and if you want, like, it's not that hard. If you're a girl, it's not that hard to get laid. Like, if that's what you're after.
Yeah.
It's like,
and that's why the imaginary boyfriend really does help.
Mm-hmm.
Imaginary boyfriend, like, it's almost a placeholder, so it lets go of that, like, am I going to be alone? You're like, okay, so status quo, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Right.
But I would like to have sex, so I'll just go find that.
Totally.
Also, like, I found that, fantasizing about people, like, the imaginary boyfriend or just, you can date anybody in your mind, sister.
Yeah.
You are never alone.
Right, here I come.
It's so true. Because that's what you're doing with this guy is, like, you're turning him into a narrative.
Yeah.
And, like, turn somebody else into a narrative, somebody else unattainable. Yoga teacher is a great one because you shouldn't actually date your yoga teacher, even if they don't have a girlfriend.
I don't want to get graphic, but if you're good at masturbating and you have a good fantasy life, like, you could be fucking Ryan Gosling for 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares that he's a father?
Every time I try to jerk off to a celebrity, my brain was like, no.
Yeah, I won't let you have that. I get it.
No.
You need like a character actor.
Isn't that sad? I need like fucking John C. Reilly. Not that I have. Like...
I'm sorry. Wait,
you could
what?
Do worse than John C.
John C. Reilly is your go-to fantasy?
No, but that's like someone that I could, like, I think I could really
attain.
You could reel in a John C.
I was going to say, that's why after. That's why all my crushes were like, you know, like French Stewart.
Yeah. I was like, yeah.
You're attainable.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
But I don't like fantasizing about celebrities. And I don't know, like, I think also then you get in the trouble of like, then is your expectation this weird perfect fantasy that you've like put in your head?
Because well, be
like,
honest with yourself idea. What it is.
I just think that, I don't know. I haven't done that. I don't really do that thing.
Although I just
go for everything and it always fails. So that's
good.
But that's what you're supposed to do. It's practice.
Yeah.
Okay. I am practiced. I'm an expert now. Put in my 10,000 hours.
Barbara's just a Rocky montage.
Punching dicks up the stairs.
Punching dicks.
Should we do the... No, we don't have time? Okay, never mind. Okay. Fuck the next question. We'll do it next week.
Yeah. I think just be patient with yourself and just keep moving forward.
Yeah.
And also, by the way, with closure, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
The best advice I ever got was, it doesn't take two people to break up. Mm-hmm. It really just takes one. So you can get your own closure.
Ooh, that I like that a lot.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Just one person has to decide it's over, and then it's over.
You can have a little... I had a therapist tell me this once, which I'm not sure is great advice, but it was like, you can hold your own... It was a metaphor, but it was like, basically, you can hold your own funeral, like, not for yourself, but for that person.
Yeah.
And it's like a way of having closure, right? Like, whether or not they are participating. I'm like, sort of
I've
like bouncing off.
I've wished many people dead, yeah. That's a good one.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just
cut
sort of
her,
like
lighting candles and praying over a picture.
Sage.
That's what it takes.
Because it does... I think it can just be a way of closure, quote unquote, can be a way of you justifying your continued obsession.
Yes.
You don't actually. It's this convenient, like,
yeah, it's the convenient way to be like, oh, but maybe.
Yeah. I need closure. Yeah, right. You do need closure, and
so
you can give it to yourself.
Easier if you're fucking Ryan Gosling, right?
Yeah.
Or Hank. Hank is great.
Hank is great.
Ryan has been busy lately. We just have not been able to. He's been filming.
Yeah. It's so hard, but it's nice to know he's there.
Yeah. He's working. He's living his dreams. You know. So am I by fucking him in my face.
Punching dicks.
I saw him once at Cafe at Coingo Solar. On Coinga?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What a fucking complexion.
Of course.
Glowing.
They're always glowing.
I'm sure.
You know, I'm now going to Solar de Coinga
Jessica
all the time.
Biel.
Her skin,
she's always like, I just drink water. I'm like, bitch, you do more than drink water. Because your skin is incredible. Yeah. I don't know anything about her except that she has great skin.
Beautiful.
Oh, Justin Timberlake?
And that, yeah.
That probably makes your skin really good.
I know, right?
Justin Timberlake, I think I would be glowing.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
That's how you bring sexy back.
Yeah.
So droppingthesoap.com, go check it out. You guys check out the show. You can watch on Amazon and go check it out there on the website to see all the places you can see. Is there anything else you guys want to drop some before we take off?
Find you guys online individually or?
Oh, yeah. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kate Mines, KateMines.
I'm at MandyFab1 on Twitter and MandyFabian.com.
Cool.
Sweet. Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a great one.
Bye, guys.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as $1 a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.